Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Tom Evans, president of the Florida Flight Instructor Association and FAST Team lead representative from Tampa, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, everyone. My name's Tom Evans, and welcome to Lakeland Linder, home of 2010 Sun and Fun. Delighted to have you worldwide and streaming so. Today, we have something unique for you I think you will enjoy. We have the British Air Cadets, and I'd like to present to you first John Wohlgemuth.
Good morning.
Is that the way you pronounce that?
Wohlgemuth. Yes.
Wohlgemuth. That was close enough. And Jody, glad to have you. Josie,
yep.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
And that's Duffy, right?
Yes.
Great. And you're all the way from England.
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit about what you've seen so far, Josie.
We've seen quite a few planes land, helped marshal the aircraft in and park them. And we haven't done much, as not all aircraft have been here yet.
Okay. So you work as a volunteer then, right?
Yes, we're volunteers.
Fantastic. John, how did this organization, British Air Cadets, get started?
Well, with Sun and Fun, we went to Oshkosh first. And then about 15 years ago, one of the volunteers there knew of a spring flying and wanted volunteers and said that it'd be a great opportunity for our cadets to actually go and actually get really involved as volunteers and really get involved parking aeroplanes and really getting to meet the pilots and the people of Florida. So we came down here, I think 1996, started in Vintage, and since then we've pretty much got cadets in every single area possible that involving aircraft.
And Josie, what part of the Sun and Fun or even Oshkosh do you enjoy the most?
I would say going down to aircraft camping, because you can see the planes landing really well, and helping at warbirds, because all the old planes fascinate me quite a lot.
And as a cadet, what are your duties or responsibility back home in England?
I'm only a cadet, but I'm working my way up to corporal, so I have to make sure all the new cadets have all their uniform correct and they have all the hair stuff they need if they're female, and the shoes polished. And I'm in charge of the canteen we have, which basically means we sell tuck, like sweets and drink. So I have to be in charge of that at the moment.
And John, you're a flight lieutenant.
That's correct.
What are responsibilities as being a flight lieutenant are delegated to you, please, sir?
Back in the UK, I run my own squadron, one of about 1,000 in the UK, basically in charge of 30 cadets and the staff, the running of the squadron, the health and safety, making sure everything's done safely and make sure the cadets enjoy themselves.
John, what training have you had, military training to help you organize this type of operation, or what is your background, please?
I've basically been a cadet and I was going to join the military, but in the end I basically just stayed with the Air Training Corps. I do this as a volunteer in the UK as well, so my real job is with telecoms, work for British Telecom over in the UK. Training wise, we go to our RAF bases and the RAF actually run training courses for their youth volunteers, like myself, and all the aspects that we need to run a successful squadron and make sure the cadets really enjoy themselves and actually get something meaningful out of it.
Thank you. And Josie, what part of England are you from?
We're from the south, Kent.
Kent, do they have many airplanes down in Kent?
Not many. There is a couple of airports, but we don't really get to go to them. Most airports that we go to are further away, like in London or past London. So it takes about an hour to get there, an hour and a half. And that's only when there is flying time, the RAF can arrange for us.
And Josie, do you do any flying yourself?
I can't because I haven't got my pilot's license, but I fly with a military personnel pilot and he lets me take controls, but he's still in the plane and helping me and guiding me where we need to go.
John, what impresses you most? You've been a cadet and you're the flight leader. This organization, how is it helping the kids over in England? And would you advocate something like this and just worldwide?
Yes, basically in the UK, it's one of the organizations where we actually get cadets actually doing something practical. You know, a lot of the kids, I think it helps their interpersonal skills. It gets them out of the house, it gets them off their PlayStations, it actually gets them to do practical activities. I say the flying is the big carrot. We do have our own fleet of aircraft where the cadets do go probably once or twice a year to do a bit of flight training. Anybody that's interested in being a pilot is certainly recommended to join the Air Training Corps. All the academic studies that we do actually turn into proper qualifications that the cadets can use for university. So they actually really do gain a great deal out of the air cadets, and as well as the school qualifications, they actually get qualifications for doing something they really, really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And Josie, this is not a freebie for you. You have to really put out money just to do something that you love. So you do not get a free ride, do you?
No, we don't. It costs about £700 to come here.
And that's how much American dollars would you get?
It's about $1,200.
$1,200.
It is quite expensive, but a lot of us have to save because our parents can't afford it, or they won't pay for it because it's just something that we want to do. It's fun to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you've been working already very busily as a volunteer. What part of the volunteer work have you done, and what do you enjoy doing the most?
We've been down at General Aircraft Camping and General Aircraft parking planes and making sure we welcomed them and helping just all the other marshals. Okay. Generally.
And do people fly their airplanes and taxi the airplanes like they drive cars around here?
Some do, some don't.
So no close calls. It's been pretty safe, huh?
Yes, it's been pretty safe so far.
Fantastic. How many, John, cadets did you bring with you?
This year we've got 20 cadets. Which is double the amount last year. We can actually cater for 50 cadets on our campground, which Sun and Fun have provided sort of at the back of the campground, which is very good. The main problem with us at the moment is obviously the cost and the school holidays. Sun and Fun never seems to tie up with the UK Easter holidays, so cadets have to take 2 weeks out of schooling, and schools are becoming very strict these days on the amount of time that the kids can actually take out of their schooling.
Mm-hmm. And John, you just don't let any cadet, even if they had the money, come over. There is some training involved. Is this correct?
That's certainly. They need to have attended at least a week's camp back in the UK. And then we run a special training weekend for the cadets. And we use cars as aeroplanes, and we actually marshal the cars, park them up. And also the cadets have a written test on all the aircraft movements, and they do have to pass these tests before they're allowed out here to actually work on live aircraft.
Then definitely safety is a big factor. It's got to be the number one factor.
Yep.
And how do you work with your safety, implementing and putting emphasis on that in the area?
Each of the chairmen of the areas we work go over their own special safety requirements. The cadets wear high-vis vests, very visible, and they do get told, you know, the propellers do bite, and keep their eyes, you know, optical, you know, the awareness around them at all times.
Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying the weather so far, John?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, very good weather so far. Much warmer than the UK.
Yeah, what would the UK temperature be about now?
I think it'd be in the low 60s, if not in the 50s.
Gotcha. So, and overcast, and yes. Probably, okay, fantastic.
Spring was just about to start as we left.
Gotcha.
So, quite late this year.
Are you enjoying the weather, Josie?
Yes, I am. Most of the guys are sunbathing at the moment. They're not working.
So those were our other interviewers that didn't show up. They're at the beach?
No, they're actually on one of the stations.
Okay.
Like, I think some of them are at Chopper Town, and there's just sunbathing sitting there.
Okay, we just have to check. Now, you're wearing a camouflage uniform. Is this the standard issue?
No, it's not. We normally wear green combats. These are desert combats, and we had to get them specially just to come here.
Okay, gotcha. Any other paraphernalia that you carry with you? Any of your flight insignias to identify you as part of the British Air Cadet?
On my badge and my beret is Air Training Corps with our insignia, which is the hawk.
Okay, which is the hawk. So that is your symbol for the training. And if I may ask you, while I've directed here, what would you like to leave with the audience worldwide here? What's important for you and what you're doing, what you're seeing, how you perceive things, and even where you want to go with this Air Cadet, Josie?
Here, I really love this because everyone should come. It's a great experience. There's always something to do if you're a cadet here. Everyone tries to help you. Everyone's nice. All the Americans always walk up to you in the morning at the showers and say hello. And you just have a great time. Everyone treats you like family here. And I want to go into the RAF as a police officer. So I'm just waiting to hear if I can get in. So it's helping me quite a lot.
And that is your goal, to get into the Royal Air Force then, right?
Yes, it is my goal.
And John, what would you like to leave the audience here worldwide? Tell us about things that that you see that you've done, and comments that you would like to make. Evidently, the British Air Cadet program has just been phenomenal. You got a good group of people working at it. And please leave us with this information.
Well, I'd like to thank the people of Florida to make us feel so welcome. You know, we are a long way from home, and it's amazing the amount of people that just drop into our campsite to welcome them to, you know, so pleased to see us again. We've made a lot of friends over the years. That takes up a lot of time when we get here, just to say hello to everybody that we've met before. We've made a lot of new friends. This year, cadets are now working in the workshops for the first time. We met them at the volunteers party last year. We've even had people ask, you know, complaining to us that have we upset them, because why haven't we got cadets working in their areas? So, you know, the cadets here is a phenomenon, and the more we could bring, you know, I think we could utilize every single cadet we could bring. So, and they really do have a great time here in Florida.
Great. Josie and John, thanks so much for participating, and thanks so much for being a part of our volunteer group. Without you volunteers, Sun and Fun would not be what it is. So we really appreciate all that you put in, and we appreciate the fact that it's not free for you, that you come spend your own money and work hard.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.